mija.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show in late night for you by us. Bro Talk, always on the mark, main man Jason in the director seat. As usual, welcome to another show. Welcome to a Tuesday night, April 16th, 2024. We made it. I don't know what that means, but we made it tax day. Hope you guys paid your taxes. If you didn't, you're getting arrested. Shout out to my man Dex. Speaking of arrested, how you doing, bro?
Remember back in the day
when you got arrested?
Say that again?
Remember when you got arrested? Is that what you're about to say?
Remember back in the day when they came to like radio stuff, they would always say like the date and the weather as if like I can't look at my phone.
10 minutes past the hour. 10 minutes past the hour.
I'm fully aware of what time
you used to do the weather.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Oh, you used to do the weather, didn't you?
Did I?
Oh no, that was somebody else. You weren't on my show.
Bilal. That was Bilal. Bilal used to do the weather.
Not on my show, but
I know your show. No, you didn't let me do anything on your show. You didn't want to be friends with me, remember?
You're an intern, so.
But I want to quickly give a shout out to the folks over at the Huntington Valley DMV. I went in last weekend.
Like that, with that tea. That was very proper. Huntington Valley.
Well, you know, I speak
Valley,
well.
Sorry, Valley.
Okay. The Huntington Valley DMV. I went in last week wearing a Bro Talk Live sweatshirt, and they said to me like, "Oh, what is this?" And I was like, "Oh, it's my podcast, Bro Talk Live." And they listened to it live, and like as I was sitting there. So just shout out to them. Hopefully, you guys made it through it, and hopefully, you guys are enjoying the brand new episode of Bro Talk Live.
Absolutely, Bill will be joining us shortly, as well as Ty. They're both just running a little late today. Hopefully it's not just me and Dex, but if it is, you know, we got a show. Let's go.
Politics as usual.
Seriously, if it's just us, it's going to be boring. So hit us up in the comments. Let us know that you're here, and we will read your comments on the show as always. Yesterday marked a historic moment as former President Donald Trump stepped into a Manhattan courtroom to face trial for an alleged criminal offense. Tensions were high as prosecutors and Trump's defense team locked horns over what evidence would be admissible, while the judge made it clear that this trial wouldn't be business as usual for the former president. And that is something that Trump was not here for. Reports suggest that Trump was so much not here for it that he was spotted nodding off during the proceedings. With the journalist writing, Trump appears to be sleeping. His head keeps dropping down and his mouth goes slack. Mouth goes slack. Another, and that was yesterday. Today, according to CNN, he also closed his eyes while jurors read off questionnaire responses as well. Here's more on that.
One more note I want to say, and it's more of Trump's demeanor inside the courtroom so far today. His eyes are closed. He is leaning to the left a little bit, quiet, his arms crossed as well. That's what we're getting from inside the courtroom. Lisa Rubin giving us some of those notes.
So, I mean, that's a pretty big deal. During the hearing, though, Trump was told of his schedule for the next 6 to 8 weeks, and that includes court 4 days a week. That's even on Fridays because the court doesn't do anything on Wednesdays, but Trump still has to stay in the area. Something that Trump thought was very, 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 very unfair.
So thank you very much. We had some amazing things happen today. As you know, my son is graduating from high school, and it looks like the judge will not let me go through the graduation of my son, who's worked very, very hard. He's a great student. He's very proud of the fact that he did so well, and was looking forward for years to have graduation with his mother and father there. And it looks like the judge isn't going to allow me to escape this scam. It's a scam trial.
It's a scam trial. And even more worse news for Trump, a New York Times Siena College poll has Trump up 46% to 45%, which is well within the margin of 3.3% of error, after having a lead of 5% in late February. Seems to be Democrat voters bolstering the president, including those who backed him in 2020. One person saying, quote, he did a really great job at the State of the Union. And since then, it's been like a different Joe Biden. They're calling him Don Snorleone Dex. Do you think this is the end for Donald Trump? Do you think it's a wrap on his way
no,
out?
No, I don't. I actually think that it's commendable on his part to even show up to court.
Oh, and be commendable. Like, he's ordered. What are you talking about commendable? What do
you mean? Show up and you're stuck there. And just imagine having a child at home that like is graduating. Like, what would you do if your son was at home crying all alone, like on his bedroom floor because, you know, he's hungry. No. And the only way to feed him is to sit in that courtroom.
You could just ask somebody to get him something to eat.
I think that this is horrible that they're doing this to him. I really do. And like when he's sleeping in the courtroom, don't you sleep when you're bored? If you knew you were sitting there with a case that you know you're going to win, you're gonna go to sleep too. I think that this is ridiculous.
Is that your excuse?
Holding him there, like I'll be sleeping too. I'm bored. I'm going to bed.
They were doing jury selection, which they say is probably going to take 2 weeks. They've already dismissed over 100 jurors from the role, so they're powering through. Would you want to be a juror in this case? You had to be there for a long time.
Oh, you know me, absolutely.
Dex, you're gonna have to miss all that work. You're gonna get $10 a day.
Who cares? I get to sit there and watch Donald Trump sleep. Like I would absolutely. Wednesday's off. Come on, who gets a day off in the middle of the week? Sign me up for jury duty, please.
Ain't no way, Dex. Ain't no way. The judge told him that he also couldn't go to a Supreme Court hearing because he's at a criminal trial. Trump took offense to that, saying that this judge thinks he's above the Supreme Court, which is hilarious to me.
That makes two of them.
That does make two of them, right?
But yeah. Also, let me ask you a question now. Since this is just the two of us, I can put you in the hot seat.
Just the two of us.
Would you rather fall asleep in the courtroom or fall asleep at your son's graduation? Because both events are boring. So you're going to sleep at one of them. Which one would you prefer to go to sleep at?
Have you ever, like, no one looks at you, well, maybe him because he's Donald Trump, but no one really notices people in the crowd during graduation. Like, you're looking for your family the whole time. You really hardly ever find them.
and he took a nap when he's, like, front and center. Like, this is about you. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to get to sleep.
Exactly. Like, people are
how can you not love him? Like, that man is...
Oh, there's a lot of reasons why you can't love him.
Name one.
Tums. I mean, where should I start? Hit us up in the comments. Let us know that you're here. We're going to play a little game. Dex, are you ready for This Week in Trump?
Yes, sir.
This Week in Trump. This Week in Trump. This Week in Trump. This Week in Trump.
What did the Trump say? Did the Trump say?
All right, Dex. I mean, it's just you today because
okay,
I
like it.
I already know what the answer is. So play along. Let us know what you think the answer is, and we'll see if you get it right. Here we go.
Bradley Anderson.
Wait, what? Wait a second.
I did not flip it and remix it.
Did you like what Missy Elliott say? Flip it and reverse it.
Just that thing.
Bradley Anderson.
That's a good one.
Okay, now let's we have time. Let's give me a clue. Is it a name? Is it a person's name?
No. It's not a person's name, but it is a noun.
I thought he said like Ted Livingston or something like that.
Ted Livingston. That is not it. One more
time. Bradley Anderson.
Ooh, that's a bad one, man. Not here.
Neanderthal? Oh, magnificent. They're saying magnificent in the comments.
Magnificent. Bugnificent. I hear a bad.
Badly Anderson.
It's like starts with badly interference.
That's what badly I Anderson.
That's not English. I don't think he's saying a real word. I'm sorry, Big Daddy Trump. I don't think he's speaking English there.
All right, here's the full context. Let's see if you get it.
Just this week, it was reported that an illegal ad listened, and you just look at this, what's happening.
That was the word alien?
We think.
No.
Possibly.
I think he said Jake Livingston. You did not try to say alien just now.
I love how he just bails on it. It's so funny every time he bails so fast.
Just this week, it was reported that an illegal ad-lib, and you just look at this, what's happening.
He said like ad-lib or something. Like, that is not, okay.
He refuses to just pause and just take a second to regroup.
But then you notice like with the audience too, everybody's just like, yeah.
And
like, you don't know what he said.
Look at the spool right here in the back. Look at the spool right here in the back with the converter.
Reporting, and he's probably just as confused as he was.
He's looking up Adley interference or whatever the hell Trump said.
In context, I guess I understand what he was trying to say. But in reality, we communicate around here. We use our words. Words mean things.
Big words. Big Trump. Did you hear Tim Scott, speaking of Trump, is in line to be Trump's running mate?
To do what?
To be vice president.
Okay.
that's what they said. He's the leading candidate, okay. A black man, Tim Scott. So we would have a black man running against a black woman.
Remember we said before, I think we said it on the show, that Tim Scott is shucking and jiving so that he could be
Trump's running mate.
We said that. And like, it's happening. It's very
at an all-time clip. Like, it is amazing.
Remember Donald Trump said something to the effect of, Tim Scott does better for me than he did for himself.
I go, yeah, boss.
And then he sent it like a fool. Like, oh wow.
I know what you.
Well, wanted you to say. It wasn't fool. Good luck.
It wasn't fool. I know what you wanted to say. All right, that was politics. Let's move to the scoop.
Scoop. Scoop.
Scoop, 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 scoop.
I like when you use us, because the other two, they just talk too much. They don't let the people get a word. I like this.
So much chatter. Drizzy Drake currently beefing with six niggas at his job. I mean, sorry. Who? Drake's got a lot of beef with a lot of people. After spending years sneak dissing people on various songs and albums, the chicken has finally come home to roost for Drake. Most of it culminating on Metro Boomin's two most recent albums and in a subsequent diss track. So let's break down each little beef. And you let me know, Dex, if you agree or disagree, or whose side basically that you're on. I know you're a Drake fan, but maybe we'll see if you have some sort of perspective to you.
Okay.
Not today. Drake and ASAP's beef can be summed up by the fact that he poured his soul out to Rihanna. Remember that in front of the millions at the VMAs?
Yes.
That Video Vanguard Award or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Rihanna paid it and ended up wiping up ASAP Rocky. So that's why they're beefing. Whose side are you on in that one? Drake's or ASAP's?
Rihanna's old news for Drake, though. So, like, ASAP, like, you got her, you have the babies by her, you're stuck with her, you do it. That's Drake's old work. Why would he be upset about that?
Old work. That's nasty. Not calling her old.
His old work. Like, I don't, like, he doesn't have no dealings.
I mean, she chose someone else. I don't know if that's.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but that's not his old work. You're acting like he dumped her. Like, he was clearly...
No, I'm acting like they had a thing in the past and he's done with it now.
I mean, she was done with it.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just say it. Okay.
That's your opinion. I don't agree.
I don't understand, though, why Drake subbing ASAP Rocky because of that, though. Like, so...
Maybe it's something else. Maybe we don't know all the business. Maybe you know.
Maybe you don't. Maybe it's a girl. Maybe it's something else. Future and Drake's probably over a girl, as you can see in this verse on the screen. But the two even started off rough when Drake snubbed Future's video for Same Damn Time back in the day, a long, long time ago. What a time to be alive. But the two used to be besties, and now they're not. Whose side are you on in this one?
Anytime I can go against Future, I'm going against Future. Like, take care of your kids. Send Sierra the money. I'm on Drake's side.
I think that's a good point. Send Sierra some money. You think he still has to pay child support?
You almost made me have a heart attack. The least you could do is pay the payment some child support. I never see you with the kid. Like, Russell is.
But
really,
if your new man has more money than your old man, do you really have to have your old man still pay child support?
At the end of the day, the new man is not the father of the child. I mean, I know he is the father of the child, but like, future, you can't just get off scot-free without taking care of your child. Like, we can't do that. Like, no, I'm on Team Drake with this. Well, Drake takes care of his kid too.
Yes, he does. That's a good point. Drake and Kendrick Lamar, their beef is basically competitive. They want to be the best, blah, 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 blah. Drake actually let Kendrick on his tour back before Kendrick was big, and Kendrick did a song on Drake's Take Care album. So they have history together. I don't know if it's bad history, but, you know, they've been summing each other for a while. Kendrick did that aggressive-ass verse on Control, and then he did another aggressive-ass verse on Like That. But Drake, you know, he's been doing some sub-dissing over the years. For a lot of people, this one is the main event, but there's not no real like juicy backstory to it.
You know, you ever see the movie The Lord of the Rings? Gollum over here.
Which one? Drake?
Well, the one with the ears. Gollum over there. Ever since he started kicking up water with Beyonce, like he thinks he's above other stuff. Drake did it with Beyonce before you did, Kendrick Lamar.
Beyonce's Drake's old niece.
Well, he didn't date her. I'm just saying, like, but I'm just saying, like, Kendrick Lamar, aka Gollum, like, he got this ball.
That's disrespectful. Stop calling him that. That's disrespectful.
See, you only do that to people. You only say stuff like that when you like people. But if anybody else, I can say whatever I want to say about them.
Oh, grown man Gollum. That's not nice.
He looks like him. Pull up a picture of him. He looks like him. So, Kendrick Lamar. Ever since he started kicking up rain and whatnot with Beyonce, like, he thinks that he's the one. And it's just like, Drake is the one. Drake sunned you. Drake is your elder. Like, he's your big homie. Like, look up to him. Like, stop this.
So this is like you're Kendrick and I'm Drake.
I knew he was going to say that. Okay. Except in our case, the student surpassed the teacher. Like, I don't want now. You try and catch up with me. But with them, Drake is still on top. Drake is still the one. And Kendrick, did you keep firing shots at this man? And Drake, like, the only thing I did was feed you. I'm your father. I fed you. I raised you.
Oh, raised. Wow.
Drake raised Kendrick Lamar.
You let him on a couple of songs. Relax.
Yes. Like, people wouldn't even know who you was if it wasn't me. And now you out there doing songs with Taylor Swift. Like, Kendrick is a loser. Like, he's not.
Oh my God.
He's not that guy. He's not.
Actually, Drake put Kendrick on, first of all.
Drake put Kendrick on, and then he ran to Beyonce. Then he ran to Taylor Swift. And you think, okay, do you like Kendrick being on Taylor Swift's Bad Blood remix? Did you like that? That was cute.
I didn't. Yeah,
Drake, you ain't never catch Drake on Taylor Swift record. You ain't never
did a commercial singing Taylor Swift. What are you talking about?
Hey, Jake, you got paid to do a commercial, but you literally on a song.
And he got paid to do a song. So
bro,
what?
You
got paid to be a fanboy on a Taylor Swift song.
So you're really gonna say the difference? You're really gonna say it's just as bad to do a commercial singing a song or whatever versus you actually getting in there, listening to the song in full, recording a verse on it, and putting it out there?
Yes, so because my song wasn't about my verse wasn't about Taylor Swift. Your commercial was. Your commercial was about you worshiping Taylor Swift.
Your song is her Taylor Swift song. Like, you literally did that so she can cross over into hip hop. So when she started making hip hop,
so she could cross
like,
over.
Like, into when hip-hop. She starts to do,
she wasn't on like hip hop. She wasn't on Hot 97 decks. Like,
not yet. But like, he gave her that opening. Watch. She's gonna do a hip hop album.
Taylor Swift has never been on the Breakfast Club. Okay.
Huh?
Taylor Swift has never been on the Breakfast Club. Okay.
She will be now. Now he gave her the opening, and you like that. You okay with it?
If that song happened like eight years ago, like, did you think it just happened?
It happened, Jason. It happened. You can't be making excuses for him. Did you?
I mean, that commercial happened too.
Did you pull up that picture of Gollum and tell me they don't look alike?
That commercial. Hey, commercial. I'm not pulling up a picture of Gollum. That's disgusting.
Just saying. Drake on this one.
You are the disgusting person. Drake and Metro seem to have a misunderstanding over their albums being deserving of an award and probably also a girl.
Them BBLs got them going crazy, don't they?
Going nuts. Metro posted this tweet after Drake and 21 Savage won the Best Rap Album Grammy over Metro's Heroes and Villains. The tweet says, yet her loss still keeps winning Rap Album of the Year over HNV. Proof that award shows are just politics and not for me. I don't care about awards, honestly. That the true award and reward is knowing that the music I spend so much time on brings joy to people's everyday lives. He wrote that back in December of 2023. Since then, Drake responded by saying, damn, Lil Mans, I'm just trying to do me. If the record's 2 million, I'm just trying to move 3. It's a Jay-Z line. Did you know that?
I did not, but I liked it.
You would have given credit to Drake. You would have said that was the best line ever if I didn't tell you that.
I would have.
I know. And then Drake went nuclear by unfollowing Metro. So in return, the Metro got a gang of niggas together that hate Drake and made 2 albums in 21 days. It's been amazing. The albums are called We Don't Trust You and We Still Don't Trust You. Again, 2 albums. Plenty of Drake disses. Good music, okay. Still, but it's a classic move. An excellent
you don't even ask me who do you think won this one.
I think Metro is
Jason. Like, come on. So you mean to tell me you are mad that I won an award, so mad that I won this award that you put it out there publicly that you're upset about it? Me personally, I see something bad you did, I unfollow you on social media, and your return serve for me is to make albums with,
make 10 classic number one albums.
You assemble the freaking Avengers to come against me? Like, that is like on another level of like hating. Like, that is crazy.
Oh, that's a 10 out of 10 move. A 10 out of 10 move.
That's like a level of petty that like even I can't. That's like, come on.
And both albums go number one. Both albums have classic songs. Like, what's, oh my gosh. Drake, see? Drake, you need to stop subbing people and stop running your mouth.
You started it.
I'm gonna finish it too. Okay, I started it. You're gonna finish it.
I bet
it.
You, I'm not gonna follow you back.
So you know that made Drake kind of upset, and this is what Drake had to say about Metro Boomin.
Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga.
You do look like Eazy-E.
Yeah. Oh, easy. No. Okay. Easy.
You do.
Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga.
So disrespectful, man. So disrespectful. And it didn't end there, of course. Drake then went online and has been trolling Metro ever since. He deep faked Metro's face onto Nick Cannon's body for Drumline, doing the Drumline routine. Because he make some drums, nigga. And he also hired a drumline to stand outside of the Magic City strip club where Metro Boomin was likely inside to play drums outside when he came outside. So I think it's all in good fun. I think it's good. First of all, I think Metro won because definitely won. But two, I think it was all in good fun. Don't you think so, Doc?
I think the drumline outside the strip club is like kind of funny. But like I said, assembling all my enemies to go at me on a
so funny to me.
That would be like me and you are beefing with each other, and then you just call everybody who don't like me, and y'all just like, I don't know, do a podcast together. And just like,
that's exactly what it is. Who was in college? Oh, I definitely did that too. That's amazing.
But see, I'm not Drake because I'm gonna fight you.
Okay. Okay.
I'm gonna be in there swinging on everybody in that room, like I'm fighting everybody.
Drake and The Weeknd apparently aren't on good terms because The Weeknd believes that Drake tried to take advantage of him as a young artist in a 360 deal for OVO. With The Weeknd saying in the song, "I thank God that I never signed my life away." Drake responding in that same rap that I played earlier, "Cash born Able Bread out here tricking. Ish we do for chicks. He only doing for Ingas."
don't be homophobic, Drake. That's not nice.
He's just saying, you know, he was just throwing gifts on the wrong.
The Weeknd is one of those people, and I'm not even trying to just like.
Now, Drake, I do think Drake put The Weeknd on, but
he did put The Weeknd on. But The Weeknd is also like very weird to me. Like every time he comes across my desk, it's always something bizarre. Remember, he was walking around with bandages all over his face. Like he's just everything he does to me, just like it just don't hit. It's just weird.
The Weeknd is a weird guy. It's hitting something. It's hitting.
The top 40 charts.
No, it's hitting a line.
See, if Will would have said that, I would have got it immediately. I'm not used to you being like this.
I got to fill the gaps, you know? All-star. All-star over here. All-star player. Whose side you on with Drake in The Weeknd?
I'm on Drake's side.
Whose side are you on? He's picking Drake every time.
Well, There's one that I said Drake, and it really shouldn't have been Drake. If I'm being honest, I do think Drake is wrong in the ASAP Rocky one. But the other ones, I'm Drake's side.
Okay.
Who do you pick, Drake or The Weeknd?
The Weeknd, of course.
What do you mean? Why?
Because you tried to scam me. What are you talking about? You're mad because I blew up without you.
Now, let's say this. If we did contracts for Bro Talk Live, right? Uh-huh. And we had to pick.
Tied to the show. Sorry, real quick.
Well, now I can't say because I can't say in front of him.
We'll take it back out. Go ahead. Okay.
So if we did Bro Talk Live or whatever, right? And we start to throw contracts out. We're not going to pay Will and Ty the same amount that we get paid. Like, you got to skim a little bit off the top. I mean, come on. Okay, now put it up.
I agree. All right. Welcome to the show. Ty, welcome to the show.
No, honestly, I actually don't disagree with that. I would definitely pay the two of you more than I get paid.
Okay, we're on the same page. This is amazing. Like, great.
Now watch. He says that now, but then when it actually happens, he's gonna be outside of my studio drumline.
No, because then I might actually put in the work to actually help. Right now, I just show up and obviously not even doing a good job of that.
Well, you can, you know, you do what you can. Who do you, Ty, have you been following these Drake beefs? Sorry, my dog's been laughing over a lot of help. Will you stop? You're thirsty. Like, my God.
They say that it's a dog. You got to tell people that it's a dog.
I said my dog over here laughing over water. She's thirsty as hell. All right, go ahead, Ty. Have you heard of the Drake beef?
The Drake beef. Yes.
Okay, so are you on the Drake? Where the Drake and the Weeknd beef right now? Drake.
Oh, wait, I missed that one. Jesus.
It's a millionaire. You can't keep up. He's
beefing with six. What? I said earlier he's beefing with six niggas at his job.
I don't know. I'm confused. Well, what's going on?
The Weeknd is mad because Drake almost signed him to a 360. So the Weeknd didn't like that. He ended up signing elsewhere, but he never forgot it. So he's upset with Drake. Drake responded by saying that Abel's blowing cash on niggas instead of the bees. Or do you pick a side? Yes, no, maybe so.
Not yet. I actually want to know why so many people are beefing with Drake.
That's what we're saying.
Each individual's reason before I
actually. I mean, we have honestly, maybe you'll have to pause and go back because we just did the first three. We're not going.
Oh,
back.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I missed it. I this person, this track. And I was like, oh, Rick Ross. I was like, well, damn, they have so many songs together. What did he do to them? And then, like, I understood the other beefs. I'm like, okay, Kendrick Lamar, okay.
But, he was beefing with ASAP Rocky as well. But we're taking each beef at a time, you know.
All that. I understand why they're beefing, too.
We're just taking each beef at a time. So, next up, we do have the Rick Ross one, though. So, let's get to that. Rick Ross, his diss alleges that Drake sent French Montana a cease and desist. Sorry, Meek Mill. Apparently, that's all it took. He left Meek out to dry. And he's fighting going to war over French Montana. French must be a good-ass friend, man. He must be a really good friend because he does have a lot of... must be a really good friend. Just that's all I'm going to say. It's been wildly speculated, though, that the subject of the cease and desist was Drake's verse on a song called Splash Brothers that he and French Montana and Rick Ross were supposed to be on. Kanye allegedly dissed Kanye on Her Loss and had some diss records and tuck aimed at Kanye that Jay Prince deemed was taking it too far on Splash Brothers. So Jay Prince is the one allegedly that told Drake to take it off. Much like his verses on Sicko Mode, Drake apparently alluded to creeping around Hidden Hills, which is the location of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Ross didn't appreciate getting a cease and desist letter and dissed Drake on Metro Boomin's new album. Drake heard that and addressed that in a song that was released Saturday morning.
I might take the latest girl and cuff her like on Ricky. Can't believe he jumping in, this nigga turning 50. Every song that made it on the chart he got from Drizzy. Worry about whatever going on with you and hey, shout out to the Hooper that be busting out the gritty. I know why you mad, nigga, I ain't even tripping.
You was hitting it. Wow, what a track, man. Ty, you go first to that. You go first. Whose side are you on between these
two? Oh, we're not even done. We're not done yet. We are nowhere near done. Nowhere near done. I just want to know what you guys thought about that verse. Was it a good verse? I thought it was
hot fire.
Now, he did end up taking the Diddy reference out. He re-released the leak that he leaked the first time with the mastered version. He did take out the Diddy bar. He changed it to something else.
Is that what he? Oh, I didn't even know what the blank out was. I'm like off.
Oh, you want to hear it again? That was
wrong between you and Diddy.
Exactly. Yeah, you want to hear it again with the context? Let's
Yeah.
I might take the latest girl and cuff her like I'm Ricky. Can't believe he jumping in this nigga turning 50. Every song that made it on the chart he got from Drizzy. Worry about whatever going on with you and hey, shout out to the hooper that be busting out the gritty. I know why you mad, nigga. I ain't even tripping.
That was that last line was at John Morant. So
that was decent. I would fall out of my seat.
What did John Morant say about Drake? Why are they beefing?
I read about that. He did say something. There is a reason behind it. I have to look it up though.
I missed that one. I didn't capture that one because he's not at his job. So it's different. All right. So that was a nice bar. 10 out of 10 bar for Drake right there. He later leaked. I talked about this. He later leaked that mastered version where he took out that. But that didn't stop Ross from releasing a disc called Champagne Moments, where Drake is reimagined
as Bradley Cooper. That's what it looks like.
As
white boy.
That's Rick Ross's words and not mine. And that's not all. Here's what Rick Ross had to say in the disc.
You ain't never want to be a nigga anyway, nigga. That's why you had an operation to make your nose smaller than your father nose, nigga. I unfollowed you, nigga, cause you sent the motherfucking cease and desist. This is the French Montana, nigga. You sent the police, nigga, hating on my dog Project. That wasn't the same white boy that I seen, nigga, when we were making them early records, nigga. When you were happy to be around, nigga, seeing niggas holding them sticks. Yeah, you old motherfucking stun of your life, nigga. Give Weezy some more money, nigga. Give Rap-A-Lot some more money, nigga. White boy, yeah, biggest. It's Rosé, nigga. We can do it how you want to do it, where you want to do it, anytime you want to do it. I'm ready. I'm ready, white boy. Huh? I know you got your Dockers on with no underwear, white boy. Yeah, you had that surgery, that six-pack gone. That's why you wearing that funny shit at your show. You can't hide it, nigga. White boy.
Drake took that and talked to his mom about it. Drake's mom texted him and Drake posted this on Instagram. Obs, the internet saying you got a nose job. You look the same to me in the kitchen today. I can't believe you would get one without me because you know I always wanted one. Don't tell me that you got tattoos without me. And now this too, Drake said, I would have gotten us a 2-for-1 deal if I went, ma. It's coming from Rick Ross, the guy I did songs with. He's gone loopy off the Monjaro. If you guys don't know what Monjaro is, a type 2 diabetes medicine.
For what that people are using for weight loss.
Weight loss. He hasn't eaten in days and it's turned him angry and racist. He's performing at proms for money. It's bad. Don't worry. We'll handle it. So he posted that. A lot of people are saying that's exactly what a white guy would do in this situation. that didn't really pan out well for Drake. And Rick Ross also didn't really enjoy it.
Oh, it's such a beautiful day. Me waking up from a nap, I just realized BBL Drizzy called his mommy on me. He shared their text messages between each other. Cupcake Drake, tell your mama you stayed out past your curfew, white boy. You wanted to hang at the park with the niggas, smoke weed with the niggas while we washed our old school Chevys. White boy, you got a Chevy, white boy? I doubt it. But anyway, Big nose. Boy, you had 25% body fat with a carved out 6-piece. Stop. We know what time it is. That shit costs 40 bands. Stop. But tell your mama. Well, in Miami, we say old girl. Tell your old girl she a beautiful lady. I told you that before and I meant that. But you tell your mama, white boy, you stayed out at the park too late. And you can't call her when you get in this shit. This shit too deep to call your mama, white boy.
That was a lot.
Do you think Rick Ross is racist?
No.
He stayed out late with dinner.
He then posted this picture of Drake's nose. With a nose ring, an MMG nose ring. And he said that Lil Yachty's writing Drake songs, calling him BBL Drizzy. And then Drake decided to post some text, some D DM that he DM'd Rick Ross talking about money on all how poor Rick Ross is and all this stuff. So who do you think wins this one? Ty.
Wins? Nobody wins. This is stupid.
Now, whose side are you on?
This is hard, actually very hard for me to choose a side here. Like, I can't be on Drake's side because Drake is being ridiculous. I can't be on Rick Ross' side because he's like calling white boy and big nose, which is like so childish.
But the reasoning, though, that Rick Ross is upset, you know. Who side you want to be?
Honestly, I don't understand it completely. He put a
season. It would essentially be like me. Yeah, if me, Jason, and Will did a song together, and then I, for whatever reason, decided like I don't want this song to be put out.
Hold up. Why you got to be? It would be me because
I'm Drake.
Come on, we've already gone over this. You're Kendrick.
So I sent them a cease and desist. Like, don't put this song out. Kind of like how you did when with those records from college. It's essentially that
said I'm on Drake's side because I did put a cease and desist out to the bros
out there.
I wish y'all released the album. Y'all will see me in court.
we need to release the album. Yeah, but it's like, so they missed out on money that they would have gotten from that song featuring Drake, they felt like. And they felt like Drake should have been a man of his word. If he didn't want, like, either re-record the verse or, like, you did the verse already. So it's not just, like, you can't just cease and desist. We already made the verse. Like, it's gone.
I mean, in this climate, though, a song called Splash Brothers with three... Splash Brothers with three rappers. Just imagine
talking about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, just imagine what that context is on that song. Like, it's probably best not to put that out there for all of our careers.
Jake was probably, I'd like to hear it. He was probably right.
He'd like to hear it.
Okay. I'd like to hear what the Splash Brothers were up to. Yeah, but I'm sure he had a good reason for not wanting it out. But I feel like Drake and Rick Ross have done enough projects together where Drake could have just like talked to him, or they could have talked. Like, I don't know why we're rapping against
all of these people. Like, for the most part, every single person in this beef, like, it's not like they don't know each other. Like, they have hits together.
They all hate one person.
The whole album together.
They all hate one person.
Drake is oh my, Future too?
Yes.
I guess when you say I've been keeping up, I guess I haven't been keeping up.
I told you it's too much. You can't keep up. But you know
who's that guy?
Metro Boomin. Dex, tell him about the legendary thing.
You thought
that was
Easy.
The legendary
thing. That was Jock Weeks.
No, that's Metro Boomin. He's the one who organized all of this.
Yes, he's the one who got mad at Drake because Drake won an award, and Metro Boomin tweeted out like, oh, Drake won this award and I should have won it. Then Drake got mad and unfollowed him on social media. Then Metro Boomin assembled the Avengers and got in the studio and said every negative thing you could say about Drake, say it right now on this album.
Yeah, I'm put it out. Made two albums in 21 days full of Drake.
But you know, can I say this though? I do think when it comes to the Drake and Rick Ross stuff, Rick Ross was hilarious. I think that what he said, what he's been doing, the trolling that he's doing is funny. So truthfully, I'm
took that exact style from 50 Cent. That's exactly what 50 Cent did there.
50 Cent stuff just takes too far for me. But I'm with Mr. 128 over here. I really am with Rick Ross in this situation. However, I can't give it to Rick Ross because December 8th, 2018, Rick Ross was found unconscious at his home and he had to be resuscitated. We prayed for him. I remember sitting down and I prayed for my birthday brother that he would make it out of that situation, and he did. And do you know what he did the next day? Well, a couple days after, the next time he came back to social media, he posted a picture of his watch. He never thanked me for my prayer. So Rick Ross, you will never get a win out of me. So I'm going with Drake.
I thought you were going to say, since he died, that he doesn't have the same birthday anymore. I thought that's what you were going to say. He no longer is your birthday.
The thing is, he died, and then he had the audacity to not say thank you to me, and then celebrate his birthday on my birthday a month later. Like, that is so disrespectful.
Did he address why he died? Did he have a heart attack? What happened?
Oh, he had that coconut system and, like, Viagra and stuff like that. They said he pooped on himself, and there was hookers around. It was a terrible story. So I really was like, oh my God, I got to pray for Rick Ross. FT, for you not to say thank you, you know, like Jamie Foxx.
That's disgusting. Speaking of dying, OJ Simpson.
Jason.
He has passed away at the age of 76. April 10th, following a cancer diagnosis. They announced that he will be cremated and his brain will not be donated for scientific research. Malcolm Laverne, who was serving as executor of OJ's estate, told People magazine that Simpson will be cremated and that arrangements have for a funeral service have yet to be finalized. He gave us this wonderful quote: his entire body, his brain, everything, his fake hips, his fake knees, everything, that all goes into the crematory. End quote.
That's how to look when Drake unfortunately passes away. That's what they're gonna say about him too.
All of it.
That was like kind of nasty the way he wrote it.
All of it.
And mind you, this is supposed to be somebody that's on your team.
His fake hips, his fake knees. he also added that O.J. Simpson's family gave a hard no to scientists asking to study his brain for CTE or chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That's what that stands for, which is a brain disease that has been diagnosed in many deceased football players and is believed to be caused by repeated head trauma. See Antonio Brown. So OJ is gone. Guys, how do we feel about his legacy? Will he always be remembered as a killer? Do you think we are going to soften on OJ as the years go by? Do you think, you know, him being on Mace's show and being on Twitter and, you know, just being more out in the public has helped his legacy at all? Not at all.
Well, I think I will say that a lot of my opinion of OJ has changed since he died. And it's actually kind of weird, too, because it was this very weird thing where people started to celebrate his death. And I feel like because that happened so often when he passed away, like other people felt the need to defend him a little bit. And it's like, why are you defending OJ? But then some of the stuff people was putting out, when you start reading over it, it's like, Like there is this thing where Faye Resnick actually put out in a book that she wrote, mind you, 6 months after Nicole died, one of her best friends wrote a book about how she was like a floozy and stuff like that.
Yeah, nasty.
If I passed away and y'all wrote a book 6 months after talking about my sex life, you will never see peace. I promise you, you'll never see peace.
You never see me again.
But she wrote that and she was basically detailing how like sexually fluid and sexually open Nicole was. And then people start connecting her to drugs. And then there was this whole conspiracy theory that just came out, to me at least, just came out after the OJ death about her and the guy Ron being killed by drug dealers because they owe people money because I've never seen that before, but like looking through it, it's just kind of like, how do we just deny this and like look past it just to like say like, oh, poor OJ did this
because he did it.
I don't know. Like
I mean, that's why
I wasn't
very there, apparent.
So I can't.
The trial was a sham, and he did it.
I can't say that. I don't know. Like, I feel like we need more information. And
I feel like you need to rewatch the trial. You need more
information. A lot of people, especially when it comes to these big race trials, they do often say George Zimmerman was one of the people. They often do say, well, the court got it right. Like, this is what the court decided, so that's what it is.
But Dexter, the thing you know the most about this case is that it is the most scrutinized case probably in American history. Like,
yeah.
People widely assume that that case was wrong. Like black it. And white, both sides.
But the same thing happens with Casey Anthony. The same things happened.
He got off too. They all got off.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. But I'm saying, like,
they didn't do it, though.
I don't think that you should celebrate somebody's death. And I think when you celebrate somebody's death,
I put rest in peace. So,
well, I said I didn't put anything.
I think if I were
bottom third,
directly affected by what he's done, I can celebrate his death all I want.
But see, that's another thing, though.
The public, I don't. Right. We should be sitting around celebrating someone's death. I don't think we have the right. We weren't directly affected, so I get why Ron's family and them.
A little bit, we were. Because I feel like them letting OJ off like that did affect us long term.
You think we're still paying for it?
We're still paying for it. We'll never win in court again.
Yeah, like it's kind of over for us. They still trying to get us back for that.
That's true.
And also, like Caitlyn Jenner, like you better stop because you know.
Now, I'm gonna skip this comment for the second.
I'm just saying, because like, you celebrated that man's death, and like that's not okay because y'all had no dealings with each other, so like that was garbage on your part.
Well, they knew each other.
Well, OJ said they didn't know each other. OJ said I never met that woman.
Okay. OJ also gave us one of the most finest moments in TV history.
If you promise that you will not ask me another question about the case,
I will never ask you again.
We won't have to talk about it anymore.
Just did you do it?
No, I didn't. Nope. Did not do it.
After we finished filming, OJ said to me that he had a surprise for me, and I genuinely was surprised. I think it was his idea of a joke. And this is it.
How can he be guilty, like, doing stuff? Like, come on. Like, guilty people don't do stuff like that, right?
Right? I mean, he was already acquitted. I mean,
narcissistic guilty people do stuff like that.
Maybe he wrote that book or something like that. He's like, if I did it.
He told you how he did it.
Boy, if I was related to Nicole or Ron, OJ, you can't do your own grocery shop.
He wouldn't have made it to 76.
Well, every time I see you, I'm gonna wear you out. Cause it's one thing to do something like this, but if you do it, you get off, and then you like allegedly do it, get off, and then you out here tweeting and going to the grocery store and golfing. Nah, brother, I gotta take them knees out.
Well,
Dex, we did the first part of the show in 13 minutes, and we've been in the scoop. Now you see what happens when one more person gets here and starts running their mouth.
Now imagine if Will was here. We'd still be doing introductions.
Last but not least, Joyner Lucas is under fire for breaking some bro code, talking about a former relationship he had with Ashanti.
Yeah, so you dated Ashanti.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
It was dope. She's a really dope person. Am super happy for her. I mean, she's about to have a baby. And I think I'm just excited. I know how much she wanted to be a mom. So
how'd you know?
I mean, we had those conversations for sure, you know? And it's like, I wasn't at a place in my life where I wanted that, you know what I mean, at that time.
You guys talked about having a baby together?
We talked about a lot of shit, bro. Like we was, you know what I mean?
So that was your girl. Were you in love with her?
Yeah, I would say I loved her. For sure.
What?
Yeah, I would say I loved her.
So people are saying that he shouldn't be speaking on someone else's woman. Is that a bro code violation to say, you know, we talked about having a family, but you know, I ain't want that. Congratulations to her. Is that a bad thing to say?
I mean,
I don't have an issue with it. I don't know. Maybe I'm not good with bro code.
I think that if he says something negative or distasteful, I can understand that. But he talked about her in a way that I think that she would probably be like, okay, cool. I don't think she would be offended by that. But you know what? A lot of the pages that I've seen on social media and a lot of women, you know what they're mad about? Specifically that he said that she's having a baby. Because they said Ashanti never confirmed that she was having a baby. Have you seen Ashanti?
I haven't. Is she pregnant?
Ashanti is pregnant as a motherfucker. Like, you can't, it's confirmed. Like, you can't say the woman's not. Come on. He's like, they're like, she never confirmed that. So why would he say that? Like, you're just, that's speculation. The woman is having a baby. Like, it's happening. Like, what are we doing?
She never confirmed it,
but like, she's also doing shows and she's on the stage. She's pregnant.
But she's also clearly with somebody else now. It's not like she's just having a baby.
And the only thing I'm saying is she's having a baby with Nelly. I used to go with Ashanti too. I'm happy that she's having her baby. Like, and I'm happy that she's in a happy relationship. I'm happy for her. Okay. I can't say that.
You used to go with Ashanti?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if you are asking me questions and we're celebrities, I could see if it were like me and like, you know, some regular ass people, and I'm just randomly talking about my wife I was with.
Basically, say how you know.
But like when we're talking about
how you know, how you know she got kids.
How you know.
Look at her.
What are you doing? Oh, I can't see.
We can't see that, Dex.
I mean, okay.
Look,
I don't comment on women's bodies. I'm saying.
Yeah, but I just don't feel like that was a big deal personally. I think we just
if he pulled an Irv Gotti, then I could understand frustration. But it's not like I didn't disrespect her. I just talked about our situation together. The same way how she and Taylor Swift and Beyonce and all these other girls, they write about it in their songs. They don't put a name on it, but they write about y'all's situations. We don't get mad at that.
Okay. I can see both sides, so we'll take it there. Okay. Jordan Lucas, congratulations.
I hate you so much.
We wish you the absolute best. And now for Q&A. I got a question. I can't even find a damn thing.
I got a question.
All right, guys, Bro Talk Live Q&A. You guys send us a Q, we give you an A. All right, on the docket today, we have Toy Story 5, What Should I Do? I've got a wild tale that's been gnawing at me, and I need your take on it. So a coworker of mine hit a rough patch and claimed they were fleeing a domestic violence situation. Being the supportive soul that I am, I offered up my humble abode for a couple nights of shelter. Everything seemed copacetic until I noticed cherished items, let's call it an adult toy, had gone missing. I could have sworn I left it sitting pretty on my dresser Saturday night, but it was gone until Monday morning when it suddenly reappeared. I've got a sneaking suspicion that my house guest may be the culprit. Gross. How do I confront them about the missing memento without turning our work relationship into a freak show?
Wow,
I have no advice for this. How do we?
I just wouldn't do it.
Just leave it alone.
Yeah, I would leave it alone. I'll get you a new one. And if you're going to have a house guest, put your dildo in the closet or something like that. Like it shouldn't be sitting out there for somebody else to see.
No one said that's what it was.
What else would it could have been? That rose.
First of all, no, we don't know what this could be, a blue or a pink. Everybody, it's
the same thing. So that thing was sitting there. You was laying down in bed. You reached for that thing.
They use the same thing. You reach
for that thing, and you're like, where did it go? Where did it go? And you know your house guest heard it, because as you sitting there reaching around trying to find it, all you heard was zzzz.
Let me tell you what I'm not doing.
What's the sound of me?
Get involved or intertwined in this moment right now. I'm going to actually wait for this moment to pass.
Thanks. What to say?
They were sitting around. They was looking for that thing. The other person was in that room. All you heard.
Somebody phone vibrating. What's going on?
And then you heard.
I'm done. Jason, you're still on the show. This is ridiculous. I don't know what you want
me to do. Let me ask y'all this real quick. Awesome.
I don't have a dump button. What do you want me to do?
You have a mute button. You do.
Let me ask y'all this real quick, since you don't want to answer this question. This is stemming from the whole Drake thing. This is a Q&A for the two of you guys. I guess me too. They said Drake having his mama saved in his phone under mom is the whitest thing I've ever seen. So what do you guys have your mom's and or mother-in-law saved as in your phones?
I have my mom saved as her name, her actual name. And then the subject line, I have mother.
So in case you forget who she is.
Okay, so you're proving their point, I guess.
You have to be reminded of her role.
And what about your mother-in-law?
Same thing. I have her saved the exact same way.
Her name and then mother-in-law.
Is that in case like someone takes your phone?
I have everyone saved that way in my whole phone.
Who do you have me as? Friend?
Is their whole name boss? With a subject line of how I know them.
Do you have me as boss?
What you got me? LinkedIn or BroTalk?
What do I have under you?
Well, I'm supervising in this role. So.
Jason, how do you have your mother-in-law saved?
Just by first and last name.
You actually don't have a title. That's weird.
See, I'm elite. I actually have my mom saved under mom, and my mother-in-law, I have her name. Actually, I have her name and I spell wrong too. And I'm not gonna fix it.
What's my title, Ty?
Brother.
And that's what I'm talking
about. Oh. for more Q&A, you can visit us at www.brotalklive.com/questions. Beyonce.
Ooh.
So press record and let you film me. Video, you want me, you can watch me.
All right, time for the clips. Time for the clips. Today's clips, scary scenarios. Here we go. First up, we have titled Reno 911. So if you didn't understand what they were saying by their accents, their thick regional accents, he pepper sprayed himself in the face.
That's what happened?
Yeah.
I thought he shot himself. What did he do?
No, I just thought he threw something at him.
No, he pepper sprayed himself.
Trying to get them.
Yes, trying to pepper spray the area.
I don't like ugly.
Blew the pepper spray back into his eyes.
Probably. It's not like a gunshot there, though, too.
He did that at close range.
Somebody did something to him.
Yeah. It looked like it at first.
We wish him the absolute best.
We do, but like that was close range. You might not have an eye.
Okay. Well, prayers. Next, we have baby fever.
Let me sit my stupid ass down. Bro, what am I doing?
I'm in pain.
I can't even feel my legs no more.
That thing went in inferno.
Well, look, if I were to have a gender reveal, I would want it to be memorable. So I'm into it.
You can have some bald people walking out of that.
Well, look, out of that place. We all the same.
So would you replace? would you replace the wigs?
I wouldn't replace a thing. I'm having a baby. I can't do it. I can't replace anything. I'm poor.
I'm having a baby. I can't do it. No.
Maybe you burned up all the gifts. That would have been terrible.
You got to buy them again, y'all, because you know.
We buy you nothing. Like, what? What was y'all doing?
Them people are never going to get a babysitter. Like, your whole family hates you now. Like, you're on your own.
What started that? Like, what were they trying to do?
They did, like, there was fire, and then it looked like they had, like, extinguishers or something like that, or something that was flammable. And then they both sprayed it and cross-pollinated.
I got it.
Let me sit my stupid ass
down. Oh, they were like, okay, so the thing was like a sparkler. So
like if you're...
It was a sparkler, and they had fire extinguishers that were a different color to extinguish it. But
now, who thought that was a good idea?
They didn't extinguish anything. Like, they did the opposite of extinguishing.
It shot that fire right at them people.
Where did they get that? Fire? They must have got it off of Etsy.
And you know what's crazy? The ones who got the most injured are the closest to them because, like, those are the ones that rush to the front to see, like, oh, where's the girl or boy? What's going on?
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine?
In the back.
Lawsuit style?
Oh, for sure. Suing anybody who sets me on fire. I don't care who you are.
I set Lisa on fire. Remember in college?
I do. I'm surprised. Yeah. Relationship hasn't been the same since.
My best friend. Next up, scary situations. This one's called tweaking.
Avocado
shrimp Alfredo extra.
Avocado
we got a pizza with some French fries for the little one.
Dude.
Would we like cheese?
No.
Say when? Cheese on the other one. Say when? Cheese on the pizza? No. Okay. All right, guys, enjoy your meals.
Thanks, Alice. Yeah.
Daddy was acting a fool.
That was a man.
Daddy was acting a fool, Dex.
You got daddy. One part of that right, fool. Yeah, I agree with that.
You think they was acting a fool? I thought they had like a disability.
No, that wasn't a disability.
No? No. He was like tweaking like that.
The daughter was laughing at him. Like, did you think she was smiling all the time? That wasn't an everyday.
The waiter handled that perfectly. They said,
and there's no reason that person, why would somebody be recording that? That was definitely a stunt. Someone was trying to be funny.
You think he was trying to be funny?
Yeah. What else did you act?
That was stupid. Like, I didn't, it wasn't funny
at all. It was scary. It wasn't funny.
It was weird. Like, why would you act like that in front of your kid?
It wasn't that scary because that waiter said, let me know when to finish with this cheese. Okay, I'll be back.
The waiter was really unimpressed. I can tell you that.
I said, Daddy, I want my food, please. Last but not least, scary situations. Eric thinks it's something else. Scary situations, last one. Here we go.
Y'all thought y'all got a pit bull in y'all cheeks, didn't y'all? Hey, lighten up, pal. Are you an undercover agent or something? Where's your badge number, buddy?
Don't even talk to me, buddy.
Okay, buddy. What's your badge number, pal?
He was upset that they didn't respond to him. Like, it's actually funny to me how mad he got that they didn't respond to him.
He did. No, first of all, the old guy was laughing. The first guy did jump when he barked at him.
I mean, it's fire! Hey, yeah, y'all thought y'all got a pit bull in y'all cheeks, didn't y'all?
I mean, of course it's scary because it's just screamed at you. So, you, of course, you're going to react to it. But, like, that was stupid.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was hilarious.
I thought I had a pit bull in y'all cheeks. I don't know. Like, our cheeks, though. I think that made us uncomfortable.
Lighten up, pal.
Why would you do that? Like, why would you pull up to me at the Walmart and do something like that? Like that.
But if you were like, "Ha, you thought you had a dog after you," I'd be like, "Ah." But like, you thought you had a pit bull in your cheeks, just feels weird.
The old man was laughing, so one of them, two of the people,
I feel sexually harassed now.
You just like that white man. You might be a white man, Ty. What's happening?
I feel sexually harassed.
Are you the police?
Okay, look.
Your badge number.
We got to put Rick Ross on Ty.
Yeah, it's not safe to harass strangers. I really wish people would stop doing that for views.
White boy.
He was on it.
Which one wins?
None of them.
I hate
all of them.
We're not putting those nowhere.
We got Reno 911, tweaking, lighten up, pal, or baby fever.
Probably baby fever.
Baby fever, if anyone.
Baby fever. All right. Rest in peace to the people who didn't make it out alive. The only people that actually got hurt in this whole situation, you guys picked that one. So, okay.
Let me sit my stupid ass down. Bro.
Daughter in the front.
Well, you look. Gone.
I told you.
Like, they got worn out. Like, I didn't see it until this third time.
You picked it. So now it's going to the Bro Talk Awards. Congratulations.
They got worn out. I need to see. I'm gonna watch that in slow motion.
Why do you want to watch that in slow motion?
Because I want to see who got the full effects of the wear out.
You are a sick man. For more clips, hit us up. Bro Talk Live on TikTok. Sicko Tie.
Hey, this is the point of the show where we do seats. I actually was preparing seats, and then I was like, oh, we don't have seats this week because we did last week.
You know,
Ty,
you want to know something? This is actually something that I struggled with earlier today. And I asked Dexter, I said, Dex, is this the week that we get another edition of Dexter Does It? And you know what he told me?
What did he tell you?
Sorry, pal. Not this.
And then Ty, he said to me, "What's your badge number? What's your badge,
what's the badge number, pal?" Dex, I thought you said you were gonna.
This like, is the fourth consecutive week.
Like, deep throat a pickle this week or something crazy.
I said I was gonna do what? Now I feel sexually harassed.
This is the third consecutive week he was supposed to do it.
I thought that's what he said. We haven't seen you, Dexter, do anything since them chicken nuggets or something like that.
You need that cheetah. Yeah.
Well, that wore me out. I need some time to recover. Next week, we'll be back. We're going to have a special one. Actually, I think we're going to put a poll up to see what you guys want me to do next.
No, we need this. I'm going to start sending Dex stuff, guys. If you want to send, Dex is going to put his address tonight on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm just going to put the email address.
If you want to send something to Dex, try. Dex
right in front of me because I just pulled his name up to see what I have him save that. If I just put it in the chat for us.
If you see anything weird on the internet as far as eating wise, please guys tag us at Bro
Talk
Live.
Just send it to me and
tag us at Bro Talk Live.
And I'll make a decision.
And we will you could tag us in the comments. You don't even have to send it. You know what I'm saying? Just go in the comments, type at Bro Talk Live. We will get Dex to do it. So if you see something strange that you would like Dexter to try, doesn't have to be food. It can be an experience. It can be What else, Dex? Some music? What do you want to hear?
Music? It could be like an experience. It could be like a workout.
Workout, yes. Like an exercise of that sort. A physical activity.
Yeah.
A challenge of sorts that you would like to see Dexter do. Maybe a dance, a jig. I like the way this is going. I like this.
I don't know about the dance.
Spitballing. just tag us at Bro Talk Live and Dexter will do it. That's the point of this show.
It sounds great. Does anyone actually have a seat though?
Quite a few of them. My first seat is going to go to the IRS.
Dex, you don't even got kids yet. Wait till you have kids.
Well, I had to pay taxes.
So did I. And I have kids, two of them.
This just ain't right. Like, having to pay taxes is insane to me. Like, this is the second year in a row where I've had to physically take money that I save to pay taxes. And I don't understand how. And then, you know, my tax person was like, oh, they're not taking enough tax out of your paycheck.
Blame Trump.
That's not possible. I see the checks every 2 weeks. They are taking enough out. They're taking more. They're taking enough out of my check for me and everybody else, too. They're taking enough taxes out. Trust me. So that's my first seat. My second seat is going to go to Wells Fargo Center. Last weekend,
why are you putting sanitizer on?
Last weekend, I went to a 76ers game. And at the same time as the 76ers game, they had a Phillies game going on, and parking was disgusting. And the Wells Fargo Center, they were not allowing people to park in the lot. And not even telling people until the last minute, oh, you can't park into this lot. Traffic was backed up. We didn't make it into the game until the second quarter. It was insane. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous. It was unacceptable. And then my final seat is
your second seat this year for Wells Fargo Center.
Huh?
This is your second seat this year for Wells Fargo Center.
Well, and for parking too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then my final seat is going to go. So today I'm watching the news, and I've seen some stuff about this before, but I never really paid much attention to it. But they were talking about banned books. And I'm like, oh, okay. Then I actually listened to them today, and they said like a lot of books are being banned for sexually explicit language, racism, and something like make-believe or something like that. And I'm looking at it, and a lot of these books are by Black authors that are celebrating Black people, and they're like, this makes other people feel uncomfortable, so we have to ban it. That was a strike for me. Then they said the book Charlotte's Web, the children's book Charlotte's Web, is banned because it depicts animals speaking to each other. We can't live in a country like this. This is unacceptable, and I feel like when you ban books like Charlotte's Web, what's next? That's it.
Every Black book you can think of.
And they are banning a lot of Black books. And another thing with this WNBA stuff, I don't know why y'all are doing this, but a lot of people are jumping on social media and saying, oh, look at this. I make more money than Caitlin Clark because her contract was put out there, whatever.
No.
Stop that.
Number one. And number two, you don't.
No, you don't.
And number two, you don't, because you're not getting endorsements. That girl's a millionaire off probably endorsements.
Get out. Like, that is so. That is so tacky for you to be putting out there. Oh, look, I make so much money. Shut the fuck up.
Right. Now, I mean, we're not saying that the WNBA should not be giving them more money. They definitely should. But Caitlin Clark is not far from broke, and she's not going to lose a dime. If anything, she's gaining $74,000 additional next year because she's going to have a WNBA contract that she's going to be playing on in addition to her NIL deals, which she's not going to lose. Like, why the hell would she lose that? You know, she's going to have even more because she's not in college anymore. She has the freedom to fly wherever she wants to fly for an endorsement. She doesn't have college. So, yes, she's going to make more money. Like, it's stupid. Sorry, that's one rant. My second rant is going to go Cybertrucks. I hate you.
Cybertrucks?
Yes. Have you guys seen the Tesla Cybertrucks? Like, in person? Yes. You've never seen them in person?
Not in Philadelphia.
Never seen them on this
they
side.
They are the ugliest things in the world. They're hideous, and they look terrible because they don't match anything else on the goddamn road. So everything else is blending in. You know, cars look crazy. You know, just driving down the road, and then you just see this big old
tank
skyscraper driving in the middle of the street. It is stupid. First of all, number two, it's terrible. They have a recall on them right now because the damn gas pedal is slipping up and jamming. They have a video on a TikTok where this guy demonstrates it. It slips up, it jams, and then they can't decelerate. And people start panicking. So it's basically...
Well, I can't tell if this is the real thing that you're talking about, but is this it?
Yes, that is literally it, Dex. And it's going to kill people because it's not safe. So I wish you guys, that people who have it, the absolute best. I see a lot of them because I live in California. I'm in a Los Angeles suburb. And we do have a Tesla dealership like down the street. So there's a lot of Teslas around here. But those things are hideous and they're dangerous. And they're big. Get off the way. I don't want you on my roads. I pay too much.
You have to be a massive douchebag to buy something like that.
The douchiest.
Like,
the douchiest.
Massive.
My Ferraris. Remember people used to be like, oh, if you get a Ferrari, you got a small penis. Remember they used to say stuff like that? Now look at
that. But that, it goes for this thing.
I did see a black one. The black ones do look better than the whatever those chrome gray ones are. I don't want one. They're still huge. They're huge. They're like starships. Like,
I can't imagine us ever seeing these in Philadelphia.
I doubt
we drive them things through the street like them dirt bikes.
I mean, truthfully, I mean, we probably will have tanks in Philadelphia, but we might need
a tank.
Yeah, the military will be here this summer. Believe that.
Those things are hideous.
That's a shame. I laugh, but that's sad because it probably is gonna happen.
You have a seat, Ty?
Just a quick seat. I don't think I have a friendly face. So I don't like when people come up to me.
Oh,
like, what is it about me that you're doing that?
Doing like, what? Like approaching you at all?
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm not that person. Like, I'm not Dexter. I'm the exact opposite of Dexter.
Like, you know what you got to do, Tom? You got to grow a beard. If you grow a beard, I promise you they'll walk across the street when you come. Because I'd be trying to be, I'd be like smiling at people, like wanting them to talk to me. And maybe they see this beard and they'd be like, oh no.
They don't see that beard.
I'm like in the gym. I had headphones on. I'm like in my bag. I'm ready to leave. This dude stops me and goes, hey, I haven't seen you here in a while. Do you go blah blah blah? I got it. It's like starts having a whole conversation. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Like, what? Why are you doing this?
But like, you don't have a nice face, but you don't have a mean face. You have the face of a bear. It's like, it's just like there, you know. It's just there. It's like, you know, I'm not necessarily mean. It's like a black bear. It's like, you know, I'm not necessarily mean, but you know, maybe I'm approach. People approach black bears all the time. That's why they tell you not to do it. You're a black bear, Ty.
I'm not approachable.
You're a black bear. You walk. You have like a saunter. No, walk,
so it's not even that. Like for me, it's bear. I feel like people don't read social cues. Like if I'm like at work or something, or I'm like out and we don't approach people who have headphones on and start talking to them.
Oh, you have headphones on?
Have headphones on. You have to remove your headphones to hear. So I'm thinking you're about to say something important, and you're just like, "Oh, I haven't seen you at this gym in a while. This is not the gym I used to go to. That's why. Why are you worried?" Why are you talking to me?
He the police?
What do you want? It's weird. And in a while, like, I haven't been here in months.
I have your badge number, sir.
Do you have a badge number? Like, what are you doing? Light I don't know. It's just like social cues wise. Like, there are certain people, like last week, you know, when I was walking and the woman wanted me to park her car, I was okay with that. Because I didn't have headphones on.
He might have seen you. He might have seen you park their car. And he's like, oh, that's a friendly fella over there.
That's friendly.
To be honest with you, I do think a lot of people, and this is me assuming that this guy who talked to you is white, I do think that there are a lot of people who are like white who like want to talk to black people.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, and sometimes I feel like they don't know who to actually approach and what kind of reaction they're gonna get. Yeah. And I think that you do come across friendly, at least when they talk to you. Like you come across friendly versus being like nasty and or aggressive. And even if you have like a RBF. You still, when they talk to you, you're nice.
I don't know. Like the gym is a different place.
In RNF.
Oh, well, yeah. But I bet you if you were a woman, a black woman, they wouldn't talk to you. Because like I feel like black women automatically get this like...
We're not doing that.
No, they do. They get this reputation being like mean. Like naturally. Like, I think that they... just group black women to the spectrum of being mean, and they don't do that to black men.
I do. The views of Dexter Stuckey do not represent.
You don't think that's true?
Yeah, I honestly, I don't
not,
know.
I'm not jumping on your bandwagon with that. Absolutely not. Are you so crazy?
You don't think that people be giving black women like this, like, oh, she's mean, she's standoffish, she looks mean. Like, I feel like people say that about like, black women.
They say that, yes, but I don't.
Yeah, think and that's why I feel like Ty would get approached before a black woman would get approached.
Oh, I thought you were saying a black woman wouldn't approach Ty. Sorry, I thought that's...
Oh, no, not like that. Oh, please, they'd be the main ones.
Now, Todd, you have to wear a do-rag though. So if you want to not be
a do-rag person, wear a
do-rag, you're going to jail. So you better count the losses.
Not in my neighborhood. I just don't get a
point. I'm not a do-rag person. I don't have my glasses on.
Wear a do-rag. It's okay for you.
But that's like you're approaching this, not like
cosplaying.
Cosplay. Yeah, exit? Like you Drake.
Big ass exit.
You Drake over there, Malibu's most wanted.
Cosplay gangster, fake ass accent.
Post all right, that's so those are our seats for the week. We're good. All hearts and minds.
Yes. One more time, I do want to give a shout out to Metro Boomin because you've made rap really fun just by being very upset with Drake. This is hilarious.
Drake made rap fun too. And also, I see it out to Will too because we needed you tonight.
We didn't need Will, but we hope Will's doing good. I hope
he's okay. He's like on his way and then like never came. That's scary.
Yeah. But we'll check in with Will. I think he's okay.
Not the first time either.
He's going through some things, but we'll talk to Will in a little bit.
Don't say it like that because then people are going to be worried.
He's fine. He's fine. Everyone, Will's fine. He's just not available right now. So we'll talk to Will when he's available next time, next show. All right. For Dex, for Ty, for Bill, this has been another edition of Bro Talk Live. Like, subscribe, and share our content, please, wherever you can, so that we can grow. We will see you guys this time next week. Peace.